Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And as Chris said, Dawn Marnin's with us. Good morning to you, Dawn.
Oh, good morning.
And we want to talk about the healing garden. Hopefully a lot of people already know at least something, Dawn, but there's always some of us out there that are going, what? What's that? So let's first talk about the concept of the healing garden and how that got started here in Cass County.
Well, the concept actually was nowhere on our radar at the hospital. We're always kind of looking for equipment and things. And then Al Warnemont and his wife, Chris, came to us with a proposal of a healing garden, which was very beneficial for he and his family when Al was battling his pancreatic cancer diagnosis. That's a place where he would spend a lot of time. And then when we started the construction project at the hospital, that seemed to really resonate for he and his family, and they came and gave us the proposal and also gave us a lead gift for the healing garden. So mm-hmm. that's how it all began mm-hmm. with Al and Chris and their experience.
And this, he was in Omaha when he experienced this?
I believe so. Mm-hmm.
I guess that's one of the good things about being somewhere else. We get ideas that come back. But, you know, it's a great opportunity and something that maybe wouldn't have happened here in Atlantic.
May not have. And again, it's, you know, it's personal experience, and that speaks volumes. And, you know, aside from Al's own personal experience, we have research that supports that as well. There's actually research out there by Marcus and Barnes who say that within 3 minutes, between 3 and 5 minutes, actually, your body has a physical reaction to nature and healing. Within that time frame, your mood elevates, your heart rate slows, blood pressure is lowered, your perception of pain is also decreased because you have something else to focus on. There's just a lot of things. Your stress is relieved, and that's all research-based.
Incredible, isn't it? I mean, our bodies are so much a miracle, and lots of things go on that we're not even aware of.
Absolutely, absolutely. There are things you just never understand. Actually, a neuroscientist named Candace Pert said that what you are thinking at any moment is changing your biochemistry. So those healing environments such as nature that reduce stress and anxiety affects our health in a positive way. Mm-hmm. You know, it shows that our brain, nervous, and immune systems are all constantly interacting. So when you have that positive side of a physical reaction to nature, it is very good for your body.
Mm-hmm. So people have that great opportunity here. And let's talk a little bit about the where you're at in the process, because this is a pretty big project. Where are you at in that process?
Well, as most of you hopefully know, that we're in the fundraising process. We've had our bid opening recently, and that bid was awarded to McCarthy Landscaping out of Avoca. So we're keeping that very close indeed. And he'll be using a lot of local vendors also as subcontractors, so we're excited for that.
Yeah, I think that's so exciting that somebody who's not Omaha, not Des Moines, nothing wrong with those places, but it's really nice to keep it close to home. That I just think that's a great opportunity for the McCarthy business, but it's a great opportunity for lots of other people. It'll just, you know, talk about economy. That's an economy plus for a whole area. That is just really exciting. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, it's very exciting. As a matter of fact, it gets more exciting because we're hoping to see some things happening out there as far as some dirt work, and obviously there'll be some construction and creating a door to get to the garden from within the hospital, and hopefully we'll see that start happening here around May 1st.
Okay. You know, we haven't mentioned where it's going to be, where the location is, and where the entrance is. Maybe we should let people know that.
Oh, we should. That would be really important. If you're coming up 10th Street and you're looking at the hospital, there's a bank of windows and a big grassy area that's kind of to the northwest, and it'll be right outside the cafeteria. So not only can you access it from outside, but you can come through the dining area of the cafeteria. There'll be a door there. You can go on outside, take your meals or your coffee, your beverage of anything, you know, out there and enjoy it outside. But on those inclement days that maybe the weather's not so great, you'll be able to sit at a table and still look out and enjoy that garden.
Okay, now the cafeteria currently is not open 24/7, but will the garden be?
Yes, it will be. We will gate off. There'll be a little gate across the actual food service part because obviously there's nobody there 24/7, but you'll be able to enter from the doors that are just off of that north entrance and go through a direct shot right out to the garden.
Okay, so it'll be available all the time, I think. You know, and something, when you have a health problem going on, that's not on the clock. So it's great that it's available at all times. What about lighting?
Yeah, we've worked that into the plan as well. Our landscape architect did a great job making sure that all the pathways and there'll be up lights on the trees. So there's a lot of not only purposeful pathway lighting, lighting, but also some mood lighting, because, again, that healing is so important in that view of nature, just to kind of reduce that stress and help you throughout your time.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the things in the garden. It's hard sometimes to say, okay, a garden. What do I visualize when you say a garden? And perhaps connect that with how that's being paid for.
Ah, yes. There are several opportunities in the garden. Obviously, we'll have pathways that will be wide enough to accommodate wheelchairs. Along with that, we'll have an outdoor kitchen area where families can gather. If you're in there for some time, there'll be a grill available and a little seating area. There's a patio with a shade sail over it just out of the cafeteria. There's a waterfall and stream, a nice water feature, which we all know that water is very soothing as well. And there'll be opportunities, there'll be benches and places to sit and enjoy that throughout the garden as you wander. Obviously, there'll be an abundance of plant material, small shrubs and some trees. And then there's a pergola seating, so again, another shady area that you'll be able to enjoy. And along with that, there's a water bubbler. I think there's probably a technical name, but we call it a bubbler, which is just a rock with water coming out of it, again, for that soothing sound, soothing feel to it. And also, those water features play a part in privacy. If I'm having a conversation or a moment with my family over here, in one part of the garden, that water kind of masks the noise from maybe another group who are having a good time having another conversation aside from there. So that kind of helps with that healing process as well.
Now, you had specified a list of items that individuals or businesses or organizations could pay for, could fund. But I understand you still have a few of those left.
I do. I do have a few of those left. And those named opportunities start at $250, and that's for a 6x6 paver. And I will go all the way up to $25,000 for the nice shade sale. And if you want to visualize that, come see me. I certainly have some brochures that kind of show you what those are. We have sold out of several things. Our bubblers are all gone. The rain garden's gone. The bridge is gone. Our waterfall and stream have been sold. So things are going fast.
I think people had favorite kinds of things when they looked at the garden and said, oh, that's the one that I want to have as a memory for somebody, maybe.
Absolutely. We've gotten several donations in from family members. They want the hospital was very important. The health system was very important in their life. You know, they've gotten their health care there. So in my case, my children were all born there. You know, that's just huge. And so this is a great opportunity to remember your loved ones in a permanent way in a lovely setting that will benefit so many people.
So there are no tax dollars going into this?
Nope, no tax dollars, no hospital dollars. This is all strictly by donations. We've been very fortunate, as I said, Al and Chris Warnemont gave us the lead gift. We've had several donors throughout, and just recently, First Whitney Bank and Trust is very kind to give us a very large donation towards this also.
Okay. So the fundraising goes on. Most everybody that's hearing us should have gotten a reminder in the mail that they have that opportunity.
Absolutely. I would hope so. You know, there's always people that I miss. My database is only so big, but I try to make sure I get that word out to most people. I will be starting to kind of contact our local, and local, I mean our community-wide, not only Atlantic, but all of our surrounding community businesses, to kind of invite them to be a part of this as well. Because, again, we're trying to use all local people as we can to help with this process. And so we'd like to invite them to be a part of it as well.
And so it will be a value to, of course, patients, to families. And we haven't mentioned, it would be of great value, I think, to all the folks who work at the hospital, and they've already recognized that opportunity.
Absolutely. Before I launch this donation opportunity to the public, I went to our employees and I asked them, is this important to you? And I had a goal of 100% participation from our employees. Well, I didn't quite meet that, but I'm pretty proud of them right now because we had 90% participation from our employees and they raised $62,000. And it's just phenomenal. They're excited because they know that when they're having a bad day, they have some place to go as well. You know, they can walk away, take a breather, relax, relieve that anxiety, and they can go back and do what they do so well, which is care for our patients. Mm-hmm.
So anybody who comes to the hospital, I'm guessing, you know, I'm wondering if they were just, this just popped into my mind, somebody has a noon break, a lunch break, and they're going, okay, I need to get away from things. They could come and walk through there without having been to the hospital?
Absolutely, absolutely. Even currently, we have people who come out just to have lunch. We have a fabulous food service and some wonderful food, and this will give them the opportunity. If they want to grab a quick bite, they can go out, enjoy the garden. There'll be sunny areas, shady areas, semi-private. I mean, there'll be a lot of opportunities for them to go out there and enjoy.
So, Dawn, if somebody has more questions or they just want to make a donation, what do they need to do?
Well, they can certainly contact me. My phone number is 712-243-7409. Obviously, you can stop out at the hospital at 1501 East 10th Street. I'm usually around somewhere. If you can't find me in my office, just have them page me. I'm not too far away, typically. And also, you can send me an email, dmarnin@casshealth.org, and also you can go on our website. We have a nice new website that's up and running, and we're in the process of trying to get those things updated. Okay. But you can also do an online donation there too.
And if you forget all that, just look in the phone book and call the Cass County Memorial Hospital.
Yes, just give us a call.
All right, we want to thank you very much, Dawn Marnin, for visiting with us about this important project, the Healing Garden. And until next time, here's a thought: if you don't recognize joy, it goes away like smoke. If you do recognize it, nothing else matters.